The importance of building character. I can count on the fingers of one hand the number of times I have met people who have left a deep and lasting impression on me. I'm not one to be distracted by social symbols of power such as wealth, looks, and influence. For someone to stand out in my eyes, the individual has to have something more genuine and profound. These are the kind of people who radiate compassion and humility, and who have a general sense of goodness about them. You feel instantly at ease around them and you know that you can count on them in times of need. These subtle traits are not something that you can find listed on a resume or a bio. It's an understated sensibility that you pick in their presence. For the longest time, I lacked the right language and words to define the constellation of traits that make up the character of those evolved individuals who I looked up to. It was not until I came across New York Times columnist David Brooks' book, The Road Character, that I develop a better understanding of this rare persona. According to Brooks, contemporary society encourages us to focus on our career and ambition without providing us with any guidance on how to cultivate a rich and meaningful inner life. We've learned how to promote and advertise ourselves and seek the skills needed for success, but we neglect cultivating virtues such as sympathy, humility, and honest self-confrontation. There's a lack of soul in ego-driven people who are solely focused on pursuing self-interest and getting ahead of everyone. A shallow existence like this can make it easy to lose sight of the deeper truths of life and a value system that anchors our spirit. There are countless examples of famous figures who have lost their way because they allowed fame and fortune to get to their heads. They soon discovered that the pursuit of fake happiness cannot replace the spiritual understanding that comes from self-reflection. No amount of drugs, alcohol, and toys will take the place of a personality ground in love and authenticity. If you've ever had the privilege to meet a person of depth and character, you probably noticed that they possessed an inner cohesion, peace, and rootedness. You can tell that they've been through some tough times and, as a result, they've developed humility and empathy. Pivotal figures such as Gandhi, Mother Teresa, and Abraham Lincoln epitomize this power because of how they fearlessly championed for what they believed within minimal hurt and harm. Like master alchemists, they transformed fear and animosity into love and benevolence. Author and spiritual teacher Gary Zukav calls this authentic power, which is the power that one radiates when their personality comes fully to serve the energy of their soul. That's not to say that we should give up all our material desires to be considered a good person. We can still hold on to our worldly ambitions, but during that process, we need to be vigilant about the kind of person that we're becoming. While pursuing our goals, we must give priority to molding a value system and becoming a person of substance and depth. Here are some simple ways by which you can work on building your character. 1. Find role models and mentors. You are the average of the 5 people that you spend the most time with. Based on this logic, if you aspire to become a person of character, you would want to hang out more with people who exhibit those qualities. Seek out mentors and role models in your workplace, industry, or community who you deeply admire, and find ways to be in their presence on a regular basis. You don't have to imitate exactly what they do, but simply extract those aspects of their personality that you would most like to emulate. 2. Stay accountable. There's absolutely no way that you can develop a solid identity if you cannot be accountable for your actions and decisions. We have to keep close tabs on our behavior and the choices that we make and how it affects others. Keep track of your observations and thoughts in a journal or speak about it with a trusted friend or coach. Remember to be kind to yourself when you do this and to not judge yourself harshly. 3. Invest in your personal growth. Even though all human beings are born into this world with a basic sense of morality, it's our duty to build on this ethical foundation and maintain it throughout our life's journey. This can be accomplished by involving ourselves in personal development and activities that boost self-awareness. This includes reading books, going on retreats and workshops, and consulting a mental health or spiritual professional or coach when needed. Engaging in these activities will help you grasp both the depth and breadth of life and how it relates to the many nuances of your inner psyche. 4. Don't be afraid of challenges. Adversities and setbacks are what truly build character. If you have been through some tough times, it's important that you reflect on what happened and learn from the difficulties that you encountered in the past. I also suggest setting up challenges for yourself to get you out of your comfort zone on a regular basis. Agree to take up that difficult work assignment or sign up for that grueling class at the gym. Tackling these challenges will strengthen you and build your confidence. 5. Be selfless in your approach. A person of character has a heart of gold and always comes from a place of service. They have the capacity to really listen to people and be totally present with them. To attain this level of personal evolution, we have to reach a place of genuine compassion where we can think beyond our own needs. We have to be able to connect with our fellow beings and treat them with dignity, respect, and kindness. Meeting a person of character can be exhilarating. Being in their presence is as comforting as a cool breeze. A gentle and caring presence, yet a strong and impressive. Wouldn't it be great if others could feel this way about us? I certainly think so. All my best on your journey. Celine.